everybody. Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Podcast. So good to have the pleasure of your company. If you're a new listener, I've just restarted the podcast. So this just exists to give you a little bit of daily encouragement and motivation. You do amazing work, and that's what I want to talk about in this short episode. And I often feel, I'm really convinced that you're rarely told how crucial and special and important your work really is. You know, there's so much bad news in the world. There's so much darkness. You only have to turn on the television, the radio, the internet for a couple of minutes to see everything that's not working. You don't often get to hear the positive stories, the good things that are happening, the teachers like you out there every day making an important difference in the lives of young people. So I want to talk about that in this really short episode. I just want to share with everybody listening something that I've been sharing in my live events. So I've just come back to Australia from another fantastic US speaking tour. Flew into Dallas, then spoke in Nashville, Vegas, Philadelphia, Boise, Idaho. Before that, we'd done San Francisco and Victoria Diocese in Texas. So over the last few months, I've had the pleasure of speaking to thousands of Catholic teachers. And one of the stories I share is this beautiful story from Exodus 35. And I want to give you this little story because it's an encouragement for Catholic teachers. It's a story about this character called Bezalel. And I know you're driving somewhere right now or you're listening to this going, what does this got to do with me? Who is this guy Bezalel? Well, it's interesting, right? Because the name Bezalel, before I tell you what it means, here's what he does. God uses this character to build the tabernacle. So the Israelites have come out of Egypt and God's beginning to teach them how to worship. And he selects this character Bezalel to construct the tabernacle. So think about that for a moment. You're the person that gets to construct the most important physical structure ever created in human history, right? That's a pretty big deal. And it's got to be fitting for the glory of God. And it's a huge part of sort of the Old Testament story, isn't it? The dwelling place of God with his people. But here's the point. When I was researching this story, there's two really important things in it. First thing is simply that Bezalel, the name, translates as hidden in the shadows. It translates as hidden in the shadows or hidden in God. Okay, so there's two translations. But I want to pick up on this hidden in the shadows one because when I studied it, I really felt on my heart that that was a word for so many Catholic teachers just like you who are listening. Why? Because I think so many Catholic teachers feel that they are hidden in the shadows and that what they're doing isn't seen or isn't recognized. So I want to pull us back to this Exodus story where we have this character who is doing the most phenomenal thing, creating a beautiful dwelling place for God himself, but who is hidden in the shadows. So I want to encourage you today that you might feel hidden in the shadows, but you are actually building something remarkable and special and beautiful for God. By helping young people to understand who they are, how much God loves them, by teaching them, by helping them become little saints and helping them to make themselves into a dwelling place for God, you're kind of helping build new tabernacles, aren't you, really? I mean, none of you have ever thought about it like that theologically. But you're helping young people to deepen in their openness to God, to become, you know, places where God can come and dwell in their hearts. So don't feel that no one notices. You might think you're hidden in the shadows, but it's just much more beautiful than that. So I hope that's a blessing to you. I hope that's just a word of encouragement. I want to keep these really short. I want to talk to you again tomorrow. I've got some really important things I want to share with you. But you're not hidden. You may feel it, but God sees everything that you do, and he's so grateful for what you're doing. All right, that's all I want to say. Right, listen, if you're not following me on social media, would you do that? Come across to Twitter, BeingCatholic1. Find me there, or just do a search for Jonathan Doyle, or find me on BeingCatholic1. Instagram, JonathanDoyle47. If you're on Instagram, come and say hi there. And finally, if you're on Facebook, which I'm sure you probably are, if you're not a member of our Passionate Catholic Teachers Facebook group, I want you to do that, right? So go to Facebook, just type in Passionate Catholic Teachers. That's the only people I want in that group. We have this rapidly growing group of Catholic teachers all over the world encouraging each other. So come and join us. Friends, listen, if you want to ever get me to come and speak, I just want you to go to the website beingcatholic.com.au/staff. You'll see that there. You can find out more about what I do. All right, that's all I want to say. Would you do this for me? Would you share this with somebody? Make sure you're subscribed. I've just relaunched it, so it'll be appearing in all the different places, Spotify, Android, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, so keep checking for it. But make sure you subscribe so I can get this to you each day. 2 or 3 minutes of encouragement. My friends, God is so proud of you. Thank you for what you do every single day as a Catholic teacher. You are making a difference. God bless you. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This is the Catholic Teacher Podcast. I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.